Good evening and welcome to The Big Fight, a show that is young at 21, the oldest running debate show on Indian news television. I'm Sanket Upadhyay. We would like to show you two slides right here to build our case and our argument, and then we'll throw this open for a discussion. Slide number one on your screen right now is the reproduction number, or the RF rate. As you can see in that blue line, you see how the R factor, what is an R factor? One person infecting how many more? So if it is above one, it is a matter of great concern. It has to be constantly below one and significantly below one. But this R factor over the past 15 to 16 days has gone up. This R factor, as you can see in the blue line, is continuously going up from 20th June, from where it was, well below the one mark. It's still below one, by the way, not being alarmist. But from 0.75 a month ago to 0.95 now, and it's still increasing. Take a look at this, the R effective. 0.75 4 weeks ago, 0.86, 0.92 1 week ago, and on the 16th of July, 0.95. It's supposed to be less than one. It is less than one, but it is slowly reaching one. This is exactly as the Prime Minister said, a January-February sort of a situation. That's when suddenly in the month, in the second half of March as well as April, we saw a massive surge. We didn't address this concern back then. That same situation has happened right now. We'd also like to quickly go back to that slide where I would like to show you where are we as far as our vaccinations are concerned. The other matrix, which is very important. Let's go back to the original chart. Let's go full frame to this. So if you see that black line, there, you see that sudden surge. That is the day on the 21st of June where you had 88 lakh people being vaccinated in a day. Great celebration, fantastic. It was a great achievement to vaccinate 88 lakh people in a day. But then what happened? It has consistently gone down, 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 and the average vaccination per day is back to that level, that pre-June 21 level. In fact, on some days, it goes lower. So in that case, the big question that we are asking on The Big Fight is this: low vaccination, high R rate. Are we inching towards a third wave? You know, just to tell or inform political stakeholders that we have to be careful, we have to do this, we have to do that. The point is, are we dangerously close to a third wave? And what exactly are we doing about it? We are back to that mode where we have election campaigns, election rallies, public meetings, people going here, there, and every political party is doing. Let's quickly put this to a discussion. Priyanka Chaturvedi, Rajya Sabha MP and leader of the Shiv Sena, is with us. Khushbu Sundar, BJP leader, is also with us. Thank you very much, Ms. Sundar. Alok Watts is the leader of the BJP from Uttar Pradesh, is also with us. Dr. Manindra Agarwal, member of the National COVID-19 Super Modeling Committee, is also with us. Dr. Kannimuri, NVN, spokesperson of the DMK. Thank you very much, ma'am. Raghav Chadda, MLA and spokesperson of the Aam Aadmi Party. We also have Dr. Arvinder Soin, is the chairman of the Medanta Liver Transplant Institute. Thank you very much. We'll begin with our first round, that's called the first punch, where everybody gets to have their say for 1 minute only, right? So we'll begin with you, Ms. Priyanka Chaturvedi. Your 1 minute begins now. The first punch.
So firstly, I'd like to begin by wishing you a very happy birthday, Sanket.
Thank you.
Secondly, with regards to the third wave that we're discussing and the vaccines, if you notice, across the world, where most of the countries have vaccinated a large amount of population, the third wave has hit them, but hasn't been as, I would say, serious a condition as we saw in the second wave round. So what has clearly come across is that the more we vaccinate, the more we will be able to control the impact of a third wave, which unfortunately is not happening. We see people again forgetting what they saw, the scenes that they saw in the second wave. They continue to forget all of that. There is vaccine shortage. We hit a one-day high of 80 lakh vaccinations. Again, it has come down to 34 odd lakhs. So till we do not vaccinate more and more of our population, till then, India will continue to be at the precipice of a third wave, and a third wave which could all the more impact the nation and its population. That is what we should be worrying about. Besides the politics, we see that happening every single day. Any feedback given again is met back with an answer that there is no vaccine shortage. Sure. That is the unfortunate part.
Okay. Ms. Khushbu Sundar, your first match.
I think it's very important to understand that the COVID third wave, what we are talking about, everybody has to be equally responsible in controlling this. We are way past the second wave, but that does not mean that the third wave will not impact us. We see a slight surge again in different parts of the country, different states of the country. And that is very, very alarming, because I think people have become a little lethargic. Some feel that, okay, we are vaccinated. You still have this, a kind of a mental attitude that you don't want to get vaccinated, because if I get vaccinated, I have a different kind of problems I see with people. There's something on WhatsApp and I just want to believe what a WhatsApp message, forward message says. So I think this mentality needs to move. We are not over COVID. We are not over Corona. I'll definitely refute the charges that there is a shortage of vaccine, because in month of June alone, we have given 11.46 crores of vaccination doses to different states. And here we have people where we see in Tamil Nadu alone in the month of June, there was 5 lakh of vaccination which went wasted because people did not go and get vaccinated. So, I think it's equally responsible that everybody has to be responsible and say that I'm going to fight COVID and it's not of the government alone.
Okay, Khushbuji, I'll come back to you. Yeah, I'll come back to you. Raghav Chadda.
Well, Sanket, if we really wish to avert the danger of a third wave, the only thing we need to do is vaccinate and vaccinate fast. Universal vaccination needs to be achieved at any cost. I hate to put this fact to you that the weekly pace of vaccination in this country has fallen down by a whopping 60% in the month of July 2021. We as a country have managed to vaccinate less than 5% of India's population. Only, less than 5% of India's population has been fully vaccinated. And we who live in the national capital, we have a capacity to vaccinate roughly 2 lakh people every day, but we have unfortunately once again run out of vaccines. Now, the government has really goofed up this whole vaccination drive. First, you had the mysterious exports. Then you even till date haven't given approvals to Moderna and Pfizer. You haven't invoked compulsory licensing. The orders placed with the existing manufacturers are extremely limited in numbers, and the states literally, Sanket, and I say this with a sense of responsibility, are buying vaccines like they buy their weekly groceries or their daily vegetables. This is what has come down to. And in the event we do not have right amount of vaccine, no amount of effort can save us from the third
wave. Okay. Dr. Kannimori.
Happy birthday to you. And
thank you.
We all know what is the population of India. Not only us, the Prime Minister of India also knows it. And I think at least we should aim at least vaccinating 80% of the population. If that has been calculated in the mind and if that has been done from day one, I think we would have reached out to all the states by supplying enough number of vaccines through the proper way, and we would have vaccinated everybody. Either herd immunity should happen or vaccination should take place. Herd immunity is not going to happen because we are going to have continuous lockdowns happening when there is every surge of case, so there is no question of herd immunity. And the only drive is going to be a vaccination, which has to be done with all the people across the country, irrespective of the age groups. It's not that only this age gets it, that age doesn't get it. As mentioned earlier, we are still having problems with Pfizer and Moderna coming here. And only last week, 10 days before, the pregnant patients have been got a chance to vaccinate themselves, who are still immunosuppressive, as we know. So in this scenario, I think government should have taken adequate steps for the number of vaccines which has to be available to the population of India. So like not being given as groceries, as Amadi Party said, it should be in number with the total population of the state. You give it to the state. State is not going to swallow the vaccine. They are only going to give it to the people. That I think the government of India should understand.
Sure. Okay. Alok Vatsji of the BJP. आलोक जी आपको मेरी आवाज आ रही है जी?
Yes,
आपका
एक यस संकेत, फर्स्टली स्टे ब्लेस्ड, मेनी हैप्पी रिटर्न.
थैंक यू.
व्हाट आई हैव टू से इज दैट दीस पीपल हु हैव स्पोकन अबाउट द कोवैक्सीन सिनेरियो, इंडिया इज प्रिपेयर्ड ऑलरेडी, वी हैव वैक्सीनेटेड मोर देन 40 करोड़ पीपल विद सिंगल डोज एंड अबाउट 8 करोड़ विद डबल डोज. And the pace at which it's going on, yes, I know it has come down a bit, but then all this happens because the supplies are getting organized. But by 31st December, we will have vaccinated more than 100 crore people in this country. From 1st August, every day, either ICMR chief has said 1 crore vaccine will be available for vaccination. Already, we have placed order with Covishield for 50 crores, with Covaxin for 40 crores, with B testing 30 crores, and Sputnik 5, 10 crores, and by Cadila 5 crores. So this will take care of the entire...
Sure. Okay. I get the point that you're making of the orders that have been placed. But, you know, there will be larger questions on whether these orders...
1,405 crores for 66 crores.
Sure. Okay. Professor Agarwal, I'm not going to drag you. Mr. Watts, the opening comment was only for 1 minute. I'll come back to you. I promise I will come back to you. Promise. Dr. Agarwal, you know, don't get scared with this political discussion. We won't drag you into this. I just want to ask you what you feel about the manner in which we are going about as far as the R rate increasing, also the vaccination rate dipping. Are we inviting this time around the third wave? Knowing fully well,
firstly,
we could have controlled
it. I think it's rather unprofessional of NDTV to promise me that this will be a scientific panel and it turns out to be a different one. I expect more honesty from your side.
Okay.
And I would just say that I can only comment scientifically. I do not want to get into this blame game, which typically political debates tend to be. So I'll just say my pitch and then I'll log off so that the rest can continue.
Sure.
In my view, the second, in fact, it's pretty obvious that this increasing rise, it's not increasing rise, but the increasing in R0 is happening due to two states, Maharashtra and Kerala. The numbers that were expected to come down there are not coming down. And the reason seems to be that they have aimed at controlling the spread of the pandemic for an extended period of time. And as a result, in comparison with other states, the percentage of people who are immune there is less. So if one has to address this issue, perhaps one could focus a little bit more on those states where the immunity size, although the SRO survey will tell us this more clearly, but perhaps the focus can be given to those states where there is less immunity so that they get under control more quickly. So that's my suggestion regarding this. Vaccination has a certain production rate, there is a capacity constraint. It's not that you can get vaccine the next day you order, whatever the number. So we have to work within those constraints, is what I can say.
Sure. Okay, Professor Agarwal. Let's now quickly...
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
Pleasure being.
I want to come back to you now, Priyanka Chaturvedi. You've heard that the government, Mr. Mansukh Mandavia, who's the new health minister, has very categorically mentioned the same things that, the outgoing health minister also used to say, that this is vaccine politics, the manner in which things are going about. The end result is what I'm worried about. And, you know, Professor Agarwal here saying that I'll talk about scientific things. The point is, I think all arguments at this moment are pegged on science. So I want to ask you at this moment, who do you blame for the manner in which this is being played out? The bottom line is that people are not getting vaccinated at the same rate that we thought they will be.
So
Agarwal has left, Dr. Agarwal has left, I wanted to tell him that I have been following his model very closely. And even if we are politicians, we do follow scientific models. So for him to discard entire political discussion is a bit unfortunate.
No,
so I hope he hears this.
That's okay,
but it is important to be told that all politicians are also scientific at times.
Sure,
maybe
sure.
Some are not, who are speaking a lot more. Now, having said that, Mansukh Mandavia has said, I don't grudge him his position at this particular point in time, because what he has taken charge of is of a ministry which was in a total mess, and he has to rework within that particular parameters at this point in time. So I don't grudge him what he has stated initially, because he's just taken charge. But what he would need to understand and he would need to ramp up upon are what I think, one of the panelists was speaking about. A, compulsory licensing is something I have been speaking about. Targeted vaccination is extremely important. Then we also need to ensure that all the vaccines that were being spoken about, that Moderna is going to be end of this month, that month, etc. There was also Zydus Cadila, which is being manufactured in India. When is that coming to the Indians? So those are things that need to be asked and needs to be held accountable. So now onwards, the health minister would need to explain to the people of the country that what has changed and how is he making an impactful change in terms of providing vaccination to people and controlling the third wave. So there are two parameters here. One, creating infrastructure, building infrastructure, keeping people informed. B, vaccinating at a faster pace. And I totally disregard this entire thing about vaccine hesitancy. We've seen videos from Bihar. We've seen queues and queues of people wanting to get vaccinated, but not enough vaccine doses available to them. And the last thing I'd just like to say before I conclude is that instead of getting into a blame game of us versus them, which I would prefer not to do, because our chief minister has categorically said it is pandemic first, politics later. So yeah. I will talk about the pandemic and how to control it. And the only way is vaccinating, and the government would need to find ways and means to ensure there's adequate vaccine. And let's not even get into vaccine wastage, because simply because there has to be adequate availability of vaccines for people to be able to get vaccinated. Many states are seeing lower numbers. Even Madhya Pradesh with lower wastage is also seeing lower vaccination happening. So this is a problem of vaccines not being available and a shortage. Absolutely
But then the government turns around and says that it has never lied or hidden the fact that what the total number of vaccines are going to be made available. For instance, there was a figure of about 12 crores. The new health minister says that this figure was out there in the open for everyone. So to now say that there is a shortage, that's not true. Now the health minister, now you see that the government has placed orders for a greater number of vaccines. I think a figure of about 40 crores has been given. Khushbu Sundar, I want to come to you now. Do you feel that unfortunately, even now, we are back to a situation exactly like we were in the month of March as far as vaccination is concerned?
No, we are not. We have been ordering for the vaccination. We know very well that we have ordered 40 crore, like you said. But I think it's very important to understand that this is not the time to play blame game. You cannot put all the blame on the center and then something good happens, say it's because of the state which has happened. I think both state and center needs to stand together during this pandemic for the sake of the people who are going to face the problems of the third wave. Are we ready to face the third wave? I mean, you can't keep a lockdown forever, so you need to open up categorically. And we have been doing that all over the country. Every state has decided to open up. But then what about the people? What about the personal responsibility of every individual?
No, Khushbu Sundar, I'll tell you, there is a UK example right in front of us. They kept the country in a state of lockdown till they completed their vaccinations, till a large chunk of their country was vaccinated. The lockdown or an extended version of the lockdown existed.
Please understand, UK is a far more small, the population of that country is far more lesser than that of India. And you also need to understand that the people here, they are daily wages workers. How long you keep it on a lockdown system? Probably I can afford it, you can afford it, our panelists can afford it. Not a common man. They need to go out.
But you know, Ms. Sundar, see, the point is,
that is the situation.
As of this moment, you can urge
people
to follow rules. You can request them to follow COVID-appropriate behavior. It's everybody's duty to do that. But it is the responsibility of governments to ensure that there is no third wave. And if there is, then we don't end up in a situation like we were in
exactly.
in the second wave.
When you say governments, I agree it's governments. It's not the government alone, not the central government alone. Governments.
Okay, government versus
now,
governments.
You see the kind of
Again, classic discussion.
Like
Ms. Khushbu Sundar, we've had this classic discussion of who takes the lion's share of the blame. States will say Disaster Management Act is
no,
in place, center is responsible. Vaccines you are distributing.
Stand united and talk about the country as a whole.
Okay. Raghav Chadda, would you like to weigh in?
look, Sanket, I wish to be very positive on this debate. I think we have given several suggestions to the and scientific as I possibly can be. We have given a lot of suggestions to the government of India. Unfortunately, those suggestions haven't been, accounted for. The suggestions were extremely, extremely beneficial as far as the vaccination policy of the government of India is concerned. To begin with, A, we should have invoked compulsory licensing. Why should only two manufacturers manufacture the vaccines in this country? And why should India, which is the global, not one of the, but the biggest manufacturer of vaccines in the world, face a shortage, an acute shortage of vaccines? Number two, we should absolutely
move to number two, just wanted to tell you, I asked this question of people in the government, and they said that compulsory licensing is not as easy as it sounds. I mean, for instance, for a Covishield, you can't do it. And for a Covaxin, it has already been done.
No, for Covishield, okay, let me explain to you. They give you them, I'm pretty sure they're giving you scientific reasons as to why it can't be done. But those who derive the technical know-how as well as the formula to manufacture Covishield transferred the entire technical know-how to, Mr. Poonawalla's company in less than 14 days. It took them less than 14 days. What is Mr. Poonawalla's entity? Mr. Poonawalla's entity is nothing but a contract manufacturer. It's not that he has invented the formula. All he has done is he has set up a manufacturing facility, and within 14 days, the formula transfer had happened. Similarly, several entities, several units could have easily been opened across the country. I understand that as far as Covaxin is concerned, you need a different sort of a laboratory because an active virus is injected into the vaccine, etc. I fully buy your point there. Hmm. But as far as Covishield is concerned, compulsory licensing was the easiest thing to do. And
no,
as far
that's,
as
that's Covaxin exactly
is
what the government says. That because this is a technology transfer which has already happened from an international company, there are legal issues involved.
May I respond?
Come to you, Ms. Chaturvedi. Yeah.
Has the government of India ever petitioned the international formula owners or patent owners of Covishield to say that we want to set up more manufacturing units? What would the owner of a patent say? He would say that, look, you have to enter into some royalty agreements with me, and we are more than happy to give you to expand your capacity in the country.
Ms. Khushbu Sundar, would you like to respond?
And purely on humanitarian
what we
ground
could have done. This is what governments can do.
We can expect
COVID appropriate behavior from people, but this is what is expected of governments. Central government.
It is so easy for people, just to start the blame game. I mean, it sounds easier than said. I'm sorry, Mr. Raghav, it's easier than said. But, the kind of responsibility the entire government of India has on their heads. Because when a vaccination, when you give it out to the people, there are so many legalities. There are so many issues that even technically that you have to look into it. This is something you're giving them life-saving drugs. You're not giving them something, a paracetamol, and say that, "Are yaar, chal jayega kuch bhi." No, it's a life-saving drug. You have to be extremely, extremely careful in doing that. And that
may I respond?
It's easier said than done.
I thought the debate is scientific and not emotional, Sanket.
One moment. Scientific points being made. One moment. Raghav Chadda, before I come to you, one scientific point coming from Priyanka Chaturvedi.
I'll come to you.
No, no. She's been waiting for a while. Priyanka.
As much as I really truly admire Khushbu, I must tell her that this is not something which the government of India did not sign up for. They signed up for all this. When they invoked the Epidemic Act, when they invoked the Disaster Management Act, Essential Commodities Act, they signed up for all this. So they're not doing us a favor. They're not doing the state governments a favor. by ensuring people are safe. And no, it's not paracetamol. I do agree it's not like paracetamol, a manufacturing paracetamol. But you must understand, Khushbuji, as far as Covishield is concerned, yes, I do agree that Compulsory Licensing Act cannot be invoked till the time the WHO TRIPS waiver that we've been talking about, the TRIPS waiver at the WTO we've been talking about, is not set into motion. And India is not the only country who has spoken about it. South Africa is also making a push for it. So African yes. continent is also making a push for it. So that is part one of this. So yes, Covishield is a right argument to have. But in terms of Covaxin, when I continue to say Compulsory Licensing Act, please understand this is a vaccine that was developed in India. Of course, Government of India paid zilch for the research for Covaxin. However, they can afford to transfer by invoking the Compulsory Licensing Act to various manufacturers in India so as to be able to build capacities. For example, Hafkin Institute in Maharashtra, through our chief minister, had appealed for Covaxin rights to be able to make it in Maharashtra, to be able to produce it in Maharashtra, which we will start doing soon. But that is not enough. Hafkin is not the only place. There are many other manufacturers through which Covaxin can be tripled in terms of capacities. Mm. But that is not happening. And they continue to make excuses about Compulsory Licensing Act not being easy.
Okay,
it's not
Ms. Sundar first and then Raghav Chadda.
Building capacities.
Ms. Sundar, you're right to reply and then Raghav Chadda. Yeah.
Priyanka ji, I completely understand what you're saying, but again, my argument is as simple as that, because the Maharashtra government wants to do it. Why would, if there are so many problems in Maharashtra, the COVID is so high in Maharashtra and it's on a surge again, why would this central government deny the charges? There are complications in that. It's not that you can just revoke it overnight and say, okay, take it and make a vaccine. No, you completely know, and you being such a alert and able person yourself, you know there are complications in it. We are not here on making arguments whether the Maharashtra government or the central government or a Kerala government or AAP. No, this is about the country. This is not about BJP. This is not about Shiv Sena. This is not about AAP. This is not about anything.
Okay.
I
think the point, we are asking is also the same. Right now, we see a blame game. We see a blame game all over again. It's like deja vu.
Set out a wrong precedent to the people.
There is no blame game. There's nothing
February
to blame.
February and March
there's
all
just
over
to
again.
Streamline better. That's all.
Okay, Raghav Chadda. Raghav Chadda and Dr. Kannimoy. Raghav Chadda.
Look, Sanket, first of all, as far as Covaxin is concerned, ICMR, which is a government-owned agency, government-run agency, it is a JV partner, a joint venture partner. And therefore, the ownership of Covaxin is very much with the Government of India. And the Government of India could have, at least, if not in 1 month, at least in 6 to 7 months, easily set up more manufacturing facilities across the country. If Bharat Biotech can do it, I'm pretty sure other pharma giants of our country can also do it. That's point number one. Point number two, as I said, that Serum Institute, which is nothing but a contract manufacturer for AstraZeneca, AstraZeneca could give a contract for manufacturing of their vaccine to several other enterprises in India. Has the Government of India reached out to AstraZeneca, if not on legal grounds, at least on humanitarian grounds, to say that, look, we are about to enter into a third wave and we have lost so many precious lives in the second wave, and please help us build, ramp up our production capacity, etc. Has the Government of India made any such effort? To the best of my knowledge, no. Number two, we have been for the last so many months hearing that Moderna and Pfizer and all other fancy vaccines are about to hit the Indian market. Not even a single vial of these vaccines has come to the Indian market. And therefore, as far as going to the global market and procuring vaccines is concerned, the Government of India has miserably failed. I'm not getting into the exports of vaccine. I think we all of us have discussed the export policy of the Government of India time and again. But Moderna, Pfizer, and several other global vaccines have not even been given a permit to come to India and sell in the domestic market.
Sure.
And thirdly, as far as the supply chain is concerned, it would be certainly beneficial for every state if the state has some visibility vis-a-vis the supply chain of these vaccines. For example, in my state, we have till now arrived at a capacity where we can vaccinate 2 lakh people every single day. And therefore, our demand is 60 lakh vaccines per month. But unfortunately, the Government of India has given us no visibility vis-a-vis the supply chain is concerned, and which is the case for every other state. Now, if you do not vaccinate the right number of people at the right time in a short span of time, you will end up in a third wave-like scenario. And therefore, my request to the government of India is procure more vaccines from the global market, invoke compulsory licensing, and ramp up your domestic capacity.
Sure. Dr. Kannimuri, I'll come to you, Mr. Vats. I'm coming. Dr. Kannimuri, you know, the Chief Minister of Tamil Nadu said that we also need a whole lot of vaccines. I think he quoted a figure of 1 crore. That's the number of vaccines required to vaccinate the people in Tamil Nadu. Do you feel that between the center and the state, as far as vaccines are concerned, because this is the, you know, as they say, Ramban Ilaj, to avoid any future waves, do you think that there should be greater transparency of data of how many vaccines are available? Because right now you see projections from the central government that, you know, by the end of this year, we may have 216 crores, then it'll get revised to something else. That's really where the problem is. So do you think that this transparency of data of how many vaccines are being produced, who is producing how much, and what is the timeline by which everybody will get it, must be shared with transparency?
Sangeet, I'd just like to bring one major point here.
Yes, ma'am.
I think the vaccines had been coming into India in the first or second week of January. That is the time when I took my jab, the first batch itself. Now we are almost in the month of July, which is 7 months down the lane. And what has the government of India done on these vaccines? What is the transparency they have given? Are you aware of it? What is the total population of India? And what is the availability of the vaccine? At least 80% of the total population in India has the vaccine coverage. And do we have the availability of the vaccine? If not, why have they not procured the global market is the question. We are not having a blame game here. As the Prime Minister of India, when you head a country, I think you know what is the population. And it's your major responsibility to make the number of vaccines available for that number of population. You buy, you hire it, you take it from Moderna, you take it from Pfizer, whatever is your external internal policy, make a change in it and save the people of the country must be the motto of the Prime Minister than being a blame game between the state and the center. Okay, the first priority should be saving people. You get the vaccine, you have made it a National Disaster Act. So you have all the rights to do everything. You make the changes when you were able to bring a demonetization overnight, when you can bring GST overnight. Why can't you bring the vaccine change overnight?
Okay, I think that's an important point that has been made. Mr. Alok Vats, do you think this is a valid concern that when you can take dramatic decisions overnight, then one expects of this government to make this dramatic decision as well, to suddenly, miraculously make vaccines available?
I agree.
I know it's difficult scientifically.
The concern for the people, but like he said, the GST overnight or the demonetization overnight, you cannot bring the vaccine overnight. What people have been talking about, that why didn't he allow Covaxin to other manufacturers? Why didn't he import? You think are we so foolish that we don't want to save lives of our people? It's not so easy to do all these things. There are complications. There are suppliers who are...
No, but then the argument being made here is, at least, did you try? For instance, as far as the TRIPS waiver is concerned, or compulsory licensing is concerned, it has happened in the past. This country has done it in the past. There are examples in UPA too where...
Maybe there were some legal obligations which were not to be fulfilled, so it didn't happen.
No, if you could be a little specific, you're saying maybe there are legal obligations. Were they? I think Raghav Chadha is asking, did you even try? That's the question.
Because, and I'll tell you why, Sanket.
If we didn't try, then how biotech started manufacturing?
I'll tell you.
If we didn't try, then how they started manufacturing? We have placed order about 30 crores vaccines with them.
Okay,
also.
Mr. Vats, now that question,
Sanket,
on
may I, with your permission?
Transparency of data. Do you think that the central government must come clean, sit down with Chief Minister? I'm sure everybody wants to save lives. Nobody wants a situation that there will be people dying and then crematoriums full once again, hospitals full once again. Because trust me, there'll be a shortage again. No matter how much you...
3.5 million people are still being vaccinated every day.
No, I know. There's an achievement. We have crossed the 40 crore mark. But the point is, as a proportion of the population, this is nothing.
More than 51 crore people have vaccinated in this country. And the way we have placed order, even he was talking about ICMR, the Balram Bhargav, the chief, has already said that from 1st August, we will be providing 1 crore vaccines per day. Why don't they go on these figures? just by blame game and just by, and other thing is which I want to point out that people of this country are also not very, a lot of people are not willing to take vaccination because of certain fears.
No, there is, may I?
No, Sanket, I think vaccine hesitancy may be a concern, but as of this moment, vaccine availability is also a major concern. You make it available and then hold the state governments responsible if there is any hesitancy. Very quickly, Raghav Chadha, running out of time.
I'll take 30 seconds. Yes, merely because, first of all, may I, sir, it's my time to speak.
Yeah, one very quickly.
My time.
The Karnataka Chief Minister is waiting. Please, yes.
The Government of India filed an affidavit in the Supreme Court saying that in principle, the Government of India is against the concept of compulsory licensing vis-a-vis COVID vaccines. It is the stated position of the Government of India on an affidavit before the highest court of the land, number one. Number two, as far as this argument of vaccine hesitancy is concerned, let us assume that yes, the BJP believes that there is vaccine hesitancy, which it is not there, but for the sake of this argument. Does that mean stop producing vaccines? Does that mean you stop procuring vaccines? Does that mean you kill the production capacity? Why are you shouting?
One by one. Mr. Vatsi, one by one.
Your people in Delhi.
Okay, I'll have to come in here, heart stop. Raghav Chadha, we've got your point. Let's just hope that there is greater coordination because you can't have a blame game all over again. You can't have a new minister doing the same old thing. You can't have the states having the same argument because remember.
Look at Mr. Watts, what he's up to.
You cannot have a situation where we do the same thing all over again and make the same mistake again. Unfortunately, this is a bit of deja vu. Thank you very much to all of you all. I would like to now go across to the Deputy Chief Minister of Karnataka, Dr. C.N. Ashwath Narayanan, thank you very much, sir, for joining us. How is your state preparing for the third wave?
Yeah, definitely, sir. We are gearing up in this direction. Whatever required measures to be taken, we have taken. And we are giving topmost emphasis for the testing and tracing and treating. And more so now for the vaccination also. And along with that, the whatever required appropriate behavior need to be emphasized. We are giving topmost priority for that, sir. And in this direction, all the other required infrastructure with regard to the oxygen storage, oxygen generation, and as well as providing of the drugs and the appointment of the maximum number of doctors, nurses, group D, technician, all this process has been initiated. Already we appointed many people in this direction. And further, we are trying to integrate technology also to ensure that remote healthcare also can be provided for all the hospitals and best possible treatment will be available for the people.
Dr. Ashwath Narayan, during the second wave, we saw a massive shortage of oxygen and medicines. Have you augmented the supply so that we do not end up in a similar situation?
Yes, sir. With regard to this, we are already having a lot of buffer stock for the more than 30 lakh people. Even more than 30 lakh people, the required medicines have been, procured and it has been kept ready. And many more things have been done to keep ourselves prepared to face any kind of challenges with regard to the providing of the medicine. With regard to the generation of oxygen, we are working in this direction. It's been a very challenging and more so we are left with very limited time and whatever best possible preparation can be done with regard to the establishment of the oxygen generators and storage, all these facilities have been scaled up and we are working in that direction. And addition has been going on day on day. The addition has been going on. Probably we are working in that direction.
All right. The Prime Minister in a meeting today, Dr. Ashwath Narayan, had a meeting with state chief ministers on Friday and some stock taking took place. What are the main concerns that were highlighted by Karnataka? What is the government doing? Would you like to share some of the highlights of that conversation?
Government of Karnataka has appreciated the support and the whatever the support being given by the government of India, the facilities with regard to the provision of the remdesivir, vaccines, oxygen, and with regard to the oxygen generators been provided to the state of Karnataka. It was appreciated. And further, we are further requesting the more allocation of the vaccines also, and along with this, many more oxygen generators also.
Okay, Dr. Ashwath Narayan, the R rate or the reproductive rate has started climbing again. It's 0.95. Now, this is a worrying sign because this is exactly how it started. And then we saw the deadly second wave. How can this be controlled and what are you doing in Karnataka?
So, since even now the second wave has not subsided, still it is active. If you look at the number of cases in the state of Karnataka, every day we have been, the cases are reporting anything between 1,500 to 2,000. Still it is sensitive, but it still we are working in this direction to control and reduce. And the numbers are reducing, but it should go below 500. That is what our expectation. We are working and ensuring whatever best can be done for this to the best possible situation we are trying to create.
All right, Dr. Ashwath Narayan, my question now on vaccines. The center says the state, and it has accused some of the states of playing politics around vaccinations when they complain of no availability. Beyond blame game, I'm sure you also agree that vaccines are the only way we can contain this virus. What, according to you, is the way forward on availability? What needs to be done?
Since vaccination cannot be done to entire population at a time, and it is a huge task and a Herculean task, so anyhow, people voluntarily are coming forward to get vaccinated in this direction. The government of India has already provided more than 35 crores of vaccine that has been provided. In this direction, the state of Karnataka, we have vaccinated more than 2 crore 20 lakh people. More than 2 crore 20 lakh people have been vaccinated. And second dose has been given to more than 50 lakh people. So it's a good numbers, whatever we have done so far. And we require much more. We have got much more higher capacity. But the production is going to increase, ramp up from the month of August. Probably we are going to get much more numbers, whatever has been targeted. I think now the latest statement has been given, the next 110 crore vaccines will be available in next few months. That will be a big number. Probably it is going to fulfill whatever requirement of our country can be fulfilled in the coming months. At present, we are trying to make the best use and judicious use of the available vaccines has been made. And in this direction, the more vulnerable and more exposed people and the people with comorbidities were given the vaccine. Above 45 people, age of 45 with comorbidities, they were given preference for the vaccination. And now in the above 18 also, we have given vaccine to the most vulnerable and more exposed people. We have made best use of the available vaccine so that even in third wave, the spread will be very limited and it will not cause much of casualty, just like the second wave. That is what we expect. But anyhow, we are preparing for the worst and doing our best in that given situation.
Hoping for the best and preparing for the worst. Thank you very much, Dr. Ashwath Narayan. And let's hope that we do not see the deadly repercussions of our actions now, just like we saw in the second wave. Thank you very much for joining us on this broadcast. We're stopping for a short break at this moment. On the other side, Dr. Arvinder Soin, he's the chairman of Medanta Liver Transplant Institute. He's going to join us to take some most Googled questions on vaccination. That's up next. And now for our special campaign, Vaccinate India. So a lot of you think of a lot of questions and then Google those questions around vaccination. We've got experts to answer some of those questions. Dr. Arvinder Soin is now with us. Thank you very much, Doctor, for joining us. Now, among the most popular and most Googled questions which we were able to sample, here are a few that we have got for you. So the first question is, do you test positive for antibodies after taking the vaccination?
Sanket, the simple answer is no. There is no scientific recommendation to test antibodies after the first or the second dose. If you've taken the first and the second dose at the recommended interval and you've you've been 15 days after the second dose, then you are protected.
Mm-hmm. And there's another question. How long does it take to develop immunity after vaccination?
So I have already answered that. It takes 15 days after the second dose to develop immunity, both in the case of Covaxin and Covid. Mm-hmm.
Doctor, you know, as far as vaccination is concerned, the problem that a lot of people have, and this is a concern on top of my mind also, I've taken my first dose, I'll take the second one as well. How long will this immunity last? When do I need to go for another dose?
So currently, we are sure that this immunity will last from anywhere from 6 to 12 months. Because the longest that the population that has been vaccinated, that has been studied, is about 9 months. So it has been seen to last that much time. It may be that we need a yearly shot or a booster. Right now, there are no studies which clarify when the booster will be necessary. And those studies, when the results come out in the next 2 or 3 months, we will have the answer to when you should get the booster. But it is likely to be needed perhaps every year.
And Dr. Arvinder, will the composition of the vaccines change with these new mutations? Is that likely?
So the tests in the laboratory are pretty simple and straightforward in terms of telling us whether a particular vaccine is effective against a given variant of the virus. So if it stops to be effective, then yes, there is parallel research going on for all the vaccines that are currently licensed, for them to be altered in a way that they continue to be effective against the variants as we move forward.
Dr. Arvinder, where do we stand as far as vaccine cocktails are concerned? Because, you know, there are some studies that say that it's effective. However, there are others, particularly the WHO now coming out and saying that let's not do something that is not scientifically proven or scientifically enough to be experimented or exercised on the ground.
So there is truth in both those statements, Sanket. Yes, there are studies in Spain, Canada, and the UK where the dosages have been mixed between vaccines, like first dose of vaccine A and second dose of vaccine B. But there are no studies for COVID and the vaccine.
We seem to have lost that audio connection. Dr. Arvinder, can you hear me? I think we lost that audio connection on you somewhere midway while you were replying. Can you hear me? Dr. Arvinder, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, okay. Sorry. We lost you somewhere midway. Would you like to repeat your answer as far as vaccine cocktails are concerned?
Yeah. So what I said was in both the statements, there are countries where vaccine cocktails have been tested. That's UK, Canada, Spain. There are published studies now suggest that Covishield and Pfizer can be combined with immunological advantages and no safety hazard. However, there is no study on Covaxin and Covishield in India. So when the studies are available for the vaccines that we use, only then they should be combined. And WHO is absolutely right in saying that you should not randomly combine vaccine because you think it's okay.
All right. Dr. Arvinder, thank you so much for answering these questions. Thank you. With that, we've come to the end of this broadcast, but news and updates will continue on the other side. Stay with us.